Good morning. The eighth and final theme I'm going to talk to you about in preparation for this course is the role of women in society. I think that you'll all notice when reading the novels in this course that much attention is given to the role of women in society, even by male authors who are not feminists in any Western sense. I think this is very striking in virtually all of the works that we read, and some explanation, I think, is in order, or at least some discussion of this fact. I've wondered about this, and I have heard from others two explanations that I'd like to share with you. One explanation of the fact that so many male authors of serious literature from the non-Western or formerly colonial world pay so much attention, give so much prominence to the role of women in society, goes like this. Opposition to imperialism and its brutalities caused in the colonial world a recognition that traditional societies were also sexist, like the West. And since writers and thinkers and people generally from traditional societies were forced to think critically not only about the values of the colonialists, of the imperialists, but also of their own society, they were inclined to particularly rethink critically about those aspects of their traditional societies that seem similar to the customs and traditions and behavior of the imperialists. Now, in all traditional societies, pre-imperialist societies, in all of these countries that we're dealing with, women were not equal to men. Women were oppressed in various ways. And the specific details of what kind of discrimination against women or oppression of women are very important, but as a blanket statement, you could say that women were not equal to men in any of these societies, and not certainly all the ones we're dealing with. When the people in these imperialist societies, and the victims, as it were, of imperialism, started to learn about the cultures of the Western imperialists, they noticed that in Western imperialist societies, too, women were unequal to men. And this is more obviously true perhaps 100 years ago, but it's still true. But certainly, the heyday of the modern period of imperialism from the 1880s to the 1960s or 50s, this was very obvious. And since thinkers and people generally from these traditional societies, particularly the writers we're dealing with, were inclined to be very critical of Western hypocrisy, the values of Western imperialism, they were inclined to be critical of the sexism, right, the discrimination against women, the relegating women to second-class status in Western societies too. And they noticed that that was one of the similarities, maybe one of the few similarities, between Western imperialist societies and their own societies, their own traditional societies. And therefore, the idea evolved that sexism was suspect as a part of a tradition that should be discarded. I've heard another explanation as well, which is not really contradictory to the first. I tend to think that there's probably some truth in both of them. Here's the second explanation. This explanation says that there's nothing really remarkable about the attention paid to women in these non-Western novels. That is, women are half mankind, half of humankind, so to speak, or maybe more so. As the Chinese revolutionaries said in the 50s and 60s, women hold up half the world. So what is remarkable about paying attention to them? This argument says that it just seems this way to people in Western societies like myself, yourself, and others. it just seems that these novelists and writers are paying a lot of attention to the role of women because Western culture is so historically sexist. But any serious attention to discrimination against women by male writers strikes us as unusual. Since in our own culture it is so unusual. There are few authors, except for the most recent decades, in American literature or British literature or French literature, Western European literature generally, few male authors have paid much serious attention to the oppression of women outside the socialist and communist movements, that is, where there has been a fair amount of attention paid by male writers to the oppression of women. And so I would offer that as a third explanation, which is that, as we will see in this course, many of the proponents of national liberation, many of those who opposed imperialism in the various colonial societies around the world, whether politically or simply in their writing, took inspiration from the tradition of working class struggle, and particularly from the communist movements in the 20th century in the West, because the communist movement, as we'll see, has been historically the strongest advocate for national liberation from colonialism and imperialism in our era, the strongest and the most effective. And in traditional Marxist communist thought, the problem of discrimination against women is given a good deal of recognition. So that might be considered a third explanation. Influence from studying the legacy of the communist movement or the national liberation message of the communist movement. But whatever the reason is, it's very striking. Serious attention is paid to women and to discrimination against women in much non-Western literature to a greater extent than you expect to find if the only literature you've been familiar with up to this point has been Western literature. And I think that it appears clear to our authors and many others that if you can't improve a society, bring about a better society without raising the standard of living of the masses, without raising their material conditions, since women are half of that population, that is also discriminated against, since the discrimination against women is parallel and similar in many respects to the discrimination against colonial peoples as a whole, that a great deal of attention is paid to how women fare. It's been stated by Western authors that one can judge a society, one ought to judge a society not by how the wealthy live or even how the middle class live, but how the poor live. How are the people who are the worse off in the society, how do they do? And you could judge a society in that way. Another way of judging society might be to say, how are women treated? And that is a good touchstone for the measure of whether you have a decent society or not. But taking all of these things into consideration, I think you'll be struck by the importance given to the role and the position of women in society in these novels and many others from non-Western literature. This concludes the